there was a couple of guys over the Duke of Marlborough, which has been my local pub, who were talking about the Holy World site. There was some scaffolding being put up at the back of one of the houses, and one of the gentlemen asked the people who lived in the house, could he go up on the scaffolding and take some photographs, because he was interested in the layout. He took some photographs, and there was a dry patch of grass, a very small dry patch of grass, but it was always there. And these people that lived in the house said, well, it's always dry there. And it was a particularly hot summer. So he spoke to me about it, and there was another guy called Tony. And it was about five of us got together, and we decided that it might be a good idea to make some excavations on our own. So we got a local solicitor involved, and somebody from the Abbey, to make sure that if it went pear-shaped, then we weren't doing anything particularly illegal. So on the day we arranged to do this, the Harts Advertiser, I think it was the Harts Ad or the Review, one of them, was invited down. We had the solicitor on site, we had a representative from the Abbey on site, and we just dug out about a foot, 18 inches of soil around this dry patch.
Now, just remind me, this is because they were going to build a hotel on that site.
They were
going to
build a hotel on the site.
And you wanted to make sure the Holy Well was...
We did.
Protected.
Protected, that's it. When I was working for the company, when they started developing the site, I went to the general foreman and I said to him, this is a site, because what I did was measured it all out. Because when they started working on the site, I measured it out from boundaries of the water company wall, back boundaries of the Holy Well Hill houses and Belmont Hill. So we'd always got a position for it, so if it ever got churned up. So I always knew roughly where it was. And lucky enough, the guy on the site was quite keen, and he said, well, I'm quite happy to make this into a feature. But there was quite a few people not very happy with this, because nobody could actually prove it was the site of the Holy Well. But every little old map we dug out, it was almost in that spot. Every map that we dug, we found, it was always in that spot. So we measured it all up, and at the end of the day, at the end of the site, they decided that they would put some marker there. And then we did push for getting a little marker put there saying, this is the site of the Holy Well, but of course they would not do that. They said, I think there's a plaque there now saying that it could be the site of, or whatever. But anyway, it's a feature. Mm. So we're quite proud of that. We're very proud of that. Mm. Yeah. But we did get some flak. Working for the water company, it was a big, you know, vandals and stuff on site. And it didn't go too well down with my company. So I did have to actually make a few phone calls to my bosses and explain what went on. But it was done completely openly, so that we were covering our own backs, and there certainly was no damage done there. It was just to make a point, saying there's something here, you carry on. The gentleman on the site, when they were developing the site, said he would be quite prepared to make a feature of it.
Even with the hotel being there, he
would have been quite happy to have done that, you know, saying this built on the site of the Holy Well.
Who didn't like the idea then? Do you think it was the council?
It was a museum, I think, kicked up. Yeah.
The archaeology.
They kicked up about it. They didn't think it was. It was called everything vandals.
Trespassers. You didn't get very good press.
No, I didn't get very good press
but
at all.
You seem to have done it all above board anyway.
Yeah, we did. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, there was. Actually, I was trying to find a photograph. I've got a press cutting somewhere. And there's, as I say, the main person was the solicitor and a representative from the Abbey. That's the two people we really wanted on board.
Yeah.
And as I say, there was nothing untoward done about it. It was photographed and the press were invited.
Yes.
That was it.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I'm pleased you did it.
Yeah, I'm quite proud of that, actually, because it's there and it'll be there long after I've gone.
Did you actually see a well there?
No, we didn't. We found some brickwork, but it didn't. We only went down about 18 inches, but there was no actual deep well or anything. No. Whether it had been filled in or not, I have no idea.
Well,